Limazandrit put into her creations? The answer is around that corner, Shigar. Can you see it yet?
He edged around the corner to see what lay ahead of him. There were 9 motionless hexes clustered around a pressurized door, as though waiting for it to open.
I'm behind that door,
she said.
And soon you will be too. How, Master?
He couldn't conceive of a way to defeat 9 hexes at once, when just 2 had been more than a match for him on Hutta. There was barely enough room to slide by them, let alone fight.
You told me that the droid factory contained a biological component,
she said.
It seemed reasonable to wonder if the hexes might also. There's a fluid inside them,
he said, remembering what he had seen on Hutta.
It looks like blood, but they're definitely droids. They're not cyborgs.
Not in the usual sense. They are something else. But the fact that they are at least partly alive is the only reason I'm still here.
You're influencing them?
As much as I can, which isn't very much. They only attack when either obstructed or threatened. I'm doing neither, so they're letting me be. They won't go away, but at least they're not being aggressive. I think I can hold them back while you come to the door.
Shigar swallowed.
You want me to walk right through them?
It's the only way.
And then what?
Then you open the door and let me out.
I have a suit for you.
I won't have the chance to put it on. There's no airlock. I'll keep a bubble of air around me using a force shield. That'll give me a couple of minutes. You'll have to move much faster than that, though. I won't be able to hold the hexes and the shield at the same time.
Shigar clenched his fists. It seemed impossible, but she was relying on him. No one else could help her.
I'm on my way, Master.
He nudged himself around the corner and came into full view of the hexes. Despite his faith in Satil Shan's mental powers, he fully expected to be shot down at once. Instead, the hexes just looked at him with their black sensory pods and rearranged themselves slightly so they could watch both the door and him at the same time. Feeling like he was in some kind of surreal nightmare, Shigar pushed himself into the tangle of fat bodies and angular limbs, taking the utmost care not to touch anything. He didn't want a chance bump to wake them from their uncharacteristic complacency. He even breathed quietly, despite the perfect insulation of the vacuum around him. The intensity of the hex's gaze made him squirm inside. Finally, he was at the door. A red light warned of pressure on the far side. He keyed an override into the pad, and the light turned green. The door would open at his command now, expelling the air in an instant.
Are you ready, Master?
Yes.
He pushed the button. The gale tried to blow him away, but he was firmly braced against the opposite wall. The hexes flailed in surprise, suddenly released from Master Satil's calming influence and blinded by the frozen air coating their sensory pods. Shigar was partly blind, too. He could see only blurrily through the mist stuck to his visor, but he had the advantage of not having to see. His master's presence was like a beacon to him. He lunged into the tiny chamber and hit the switch to seal the door behind him. The hexes scrabbled to get in. It wouldn't be long before they cut their way through. He had maybe seconds to find another way.